Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thank you for helping me celebrate our 15th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and all the things that we do here at Small Business Network for you, just for you, small business owners. Everything we do dedicated to you, including the way we bring our great Brain Trust members together to join me to talk about things that they're really smart about, like our good friend Ken Grombach. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, as everybody is, pretty much everybody this week. We're bringing all the old folks in to who've been with us a long time. Ken is our the resident demographer of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm, and he's here to teach us some stuff. Ken Grombach, welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, old folks.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel antique. Huh?
Hey, Ken, we just had an election, you probably heard.
Yeah.
And what did we learn about demographically about America as a result of the election?
Well, I think the single biggest thing we learned, the big picture that we learned is the our message is incorrect for the voters. It's incorrect for the voters that elected Obama. It's incorrect for the new crop of young people. You know, I told you that Obama, I mean, in a big picture, Obama was picking up a new voter every 8 seconds. And this started back in 2008. And we were losing a voter every 16 seconds.
When you say we, you're talking about Republicans.
Republicans.
Yeah, because you're a part of the Republican establishment in Connecticut. Yeah, go ahead.
Correct, yeah. I'm a Republican chair here in Haddam.
Right.
The difference, Obama, without trying, had a 24 million vote advantage over 2008 by 2012. And it showed up pretty much where we expected it to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Young people are not buying into our message, and I think things like, you know, we're considered the mean party, and the old man's party, and the rich party, and all the things that, mm-hmm. these are tags that you don't want. Hey, did you see the thing by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal?
No.
Well, can I read this to you? It's really, really kind of cool. He said, we have to stop being the stupid party. Well, I don't know why he said that, but listen to this. He said, we cannot be and must not be the party that simply protects the rich so they can keep their toys. I read that, and I'm thinking, wow, is that what they think we are?
And even though I don't think that's the case, because I think most Republicans are not most of the Republicans that I know do not fit that. Most of them are business owners and people who just care about the marketplace and self-determination. But I think that is the brand that's been put on the Republican Party.
Yeah, that is. Well, then you know, coming from the marketing field, my friend, you know, perception is reality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what do you do? So we have to come up with a new message. And I think here's what I think our big hope is. We have a crop of kids that are currently 8 years old to 27 years old. It's the biggest crop of kids, biggest generation in the history of
bigger
our nation.
Bigger than the boomers.
Bigger than the boomers. And they're currently unemployed. They're about 50%. They're facing 50% unemployment. They're not getting jobs coming out of college because there aren't any jobs. And there aren't any jobs because no boomers are retiring at the other end. And that's a whole other story. But boomers are going to start retiring because the dam is breaking.
Well, yeah.
We're
in out. We're dying. We're getting sick, and we're shuffling off this mortal coil. You know, more and more.
Well, the big reason we're going to retire is we can sell our houses and get what's left of our equity and move someplace warmer.
Yeah.
and that's going to be done. I just got back from Miami, and that was my message to them. It is that, you know, the boomers are going to retire off the labor force at one end, and that's going to suck in these kids like crazy, but you're still going to have a huge percentage of them that are unemployed. And what they're going to do is open small businesses because they have to eat.
Well, that is a good demographic explanation, but there are market forces that are going to argue with that conclusion that you just made.
Of course, but they're
and
wrong.
We can talk about that. we'll talk about that. So, folks, when we come back, we're going to have the demographer and the market guy going toe to toe over this idea of the development of small businesses. And of course, you know how much I love the idea of people starting small businesses. But there is reality out there. There are things that are real that you have to deal with. And we'll talk about that with our good friend Ken Grumbach after these messages. 20 till, we're talking about demographics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.